Okay, we are less than 24 hours away from Rosh Hashanah. So I want to discuss Rosh Hashanah, but specifically Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, someplace that we are longing for, because for the first time in a long time, we are unable to be in Eretz Yisrael. And certainly Eretz Yisrael is on our minds. So let's begin to discuss the question of why is it that Eretz Yisrael keeps 2 days of Yontif, when generally when it comes to Yontif, they keep 1 day. Well, let's start over here. In the olden days, witnesses had to come before Beis Din and testify they saw the new moon. And this would create Rosh Chodesh. And Beis Din would send people out to let people know when Rosh Chodesh occurred. Later on, in the days of Hillel HaNasi, the grandson of Yehuda HaNasi, they established the calendar to determine the months, and we no longer use Adim. Therefore, we now know when Rosh Chodesh and Yontif is going to be, and there's no question, there's no suffix, there's no doubt. So the Gemara in Beis says that in Galus, we keep 2 days for Yontif because Minhag Avosenu Biyadeinu, we're familiar with this discussion, this is the custom of Jews in the exile to keep 2 days regardless even if we have a calendar. Okay. The Rambam says that those people who live close to what we call the Beis Havad means the location where the Sanhedrin sat to determine the day of Rosh Chodesh. Those people should keep 1 day because they never had a suffix. They never had a question about what Tayyantiv is because the Sanhedrin's right next to them and they'll know right away. Places that are far away from the Beis Havad, places that are not near the Sanhedrin where it was situated, they should keep 2 days because they don't know right away when Rosh Chodesh was going to be. However, we don't follow the Rambam. We follow the Ritva. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says that when Beis Din was Mekadosh al Piriyo and Beis Din established the new moon based on sight of the moon, those places who lived far away from the Beis Havad kept 2 days, and those that lived nearby would keep 1. However, nowadays, where there's no longer a suffix, there's no longer a doubt, the minhag in Israel is to keep 1 day, 1 day of Yontif, and in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, we keep 2 days. Now, there is this minhag of the Stipler and the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav to be machmer to keep 2 days because of this Rambam, but that's not the discussion right now. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in Perek Hei writes, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Bizman Shayu Kobin Ari, in the times when they would establish based on seeing the moon, Hayu Rov B'nai Aretz Yisrael Osin Ososhina Yamim Tov Misafik, most of B'nai Yisrael kept 2 days out of a Safik. Lefishlo Hayu Yodim Yom Shikavu Bo based in Esachodesh, because it would happen immediately at the beginning of the month. There was no time for the messengers to get out. Shein Hashluchin Yotzim B'yontif. V'lo Od, in addition, El Afilu B'Yerushalayim Atzma, even in Jerusalem itself, Shu Makom Basin, the place of the basin itself, Pa'amim Rabos, many times, Hayu Osin Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yom Tovim. Even in Yerushalayim, some people would keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Shim Lo Bo Edim Kol Yom Shloshim, because if the Edim did not come on the 30th day of Elul, Noagin Hayu Ba'Oso Hayom, they would treat that day Shim Etzapim Edim Kodesh. They were waiting for the Edim to sanctify the moon, Ulamachar Kodesh, and the next day they would sanctify it as well. Okay, now what about Rosh Hashanah? Why does Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days if we use a calendar nowadays? The original issue was that Edom would come on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and we wouldn't know which day Rosh Hashanah was. But that's no longer relevant in 2020, Tufshin Pei Aleph, soon to be, in Eretz Yisrael. The only reason we keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz is Minag Avosenu Biadenu. The only reason we keep 2 days is because of the custom of Galus. But why should Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days? This is a question that is asked in the Tshuvas of Rav Hai Gaon. It's quoted in the Tshuvas HaGaonim HaChadashos in Simu Kufta Zayim. Let's read the question that he received. Shisha'altam, that you asked, Hadam Itmar Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Galyos. We know that there are 2 days in the exile for Yontif. Yiparish Lanu Adonenu, please explain to us. Mazeh HaSafik Shnestapik Ravasi, what is the question? Kimeacher Shesod HaYibur Biadeyam. Now that we have Sod HaYibur, we have the calendar itself, Eze Safik Nishar, what question do we have? Ki Al Kol Elu HaSveiko Sheomer B'chol Makom Shnei Yom Tovim, Harbin Machzikim B'hem Aleinu HaMinim Devrayim. In many places we have the Safik, we follow this idea. Rosh Hashanah, Lama Yaseh Shnayim, but why Rosh Hashanah? The Torah Ama Echad. I don't understand. The Torah says 1 day. We live in Eretz Yisrael. Why are we keeping 2 days? And when we count from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, We don't keep 2 days Yom Kippur. We know that the first day of Tishrei is the first day of the month, and 10 days later is Yom Kippur. And then we talk about Rosh Hashanah being one Kedusha. It's not 2 days of Kedusha. And now you're telling us that Jews in Israel keep 2 days. But we also know there was a minute to keep 1 day. Can you explain to us what's going on? So, today, we follow the Gaonim of Bavel who ruled that even the Jews in Eretz Yisrael need to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Their argument was simple. Jews in Eretz Yisrael had to keep 2 days even when Rosh Chodesh was established by witnesses, because it was obviously impossible to send messengers throughout the land at the last minute when the Sanhedrin decided that it should fall on the first day. And the Gaonim argued that even the people of Yerushalayim kept 2 days when the witnesses for the new moon came to Beis Din in the afternoon. Therefore, since it was an established minhag for everyone in Israel to keep 2 days, this must continue even after a permanent calendar was established by Hillel HaNasi in the 4th century. That's the premise. We're going to go into a little bit more of a discussion right now. Now, Rav Hai Gaon was one of the first to discuss the issue. And he said that, you know, he says that the people of Eretz Yisrael not only should keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but they actually did so in the past. And the questioner, whose name is Mar Bar Nisim, was amazed about the claim that Rosh Hashanah was being kept for 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that he sees that in his time, they only kept 1 day. So Rav Hai Gaon replied with the explanation of why Rosh Hashanah should be kept for 2 days, and he writes, Asher Amarnu Ba'avur B'nei Eretz Yisrael B'Amim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, regarding that what you said about the people of Israel connecting the Yantav of Rosh Hashanah, Kach Amarnu B'din Hu Shiasu K'rishonu, we meant to say that according to the halacha they should do as the early ones did, V'lo Yishanu Miminag Avosehem Nochei Nefesh, they should not alter the minhag of those people who have died. And therefore he says, he argues that the minhag was to keep 2 days. Rabbeinu Chananel in Beitz on Daf Hei in the Rif repeat the point of Rav Hai Gaon and likewise assert that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was a mistake, that people were keeping 1 day and really it should be 2 days. The Rif writes in Beitza, V'shaminan miha d'bnei Eretz Yisrael the Jews of Israel must keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambam Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh writes, Hoel v'hayu osin osnei shnei yamim, afilu bezman hariyah, hiskinu she osin afilu b'nei Eretz Yisrael, oso tamid shnei yamim. The minhag was that the Jewish people keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah Israel. Bezman hazeh shekovim al hacheshbon. Nowadays when we still use the calendar. So this is what is quoted. The Rif seems to be clear. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Seemingly we can end the shiur early, and that's it. However, everything I'm about to say can be found on one page in the back of your Gemaras. If you open up a Masachas Beitza to Daf Gimel in the pages of the Rif, you will see the Rif, you'll see the Ramban, and the Baal HaMaor. And all we're about to discuss right now is an interaction between the three of them. The Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem, which is the commentary on the Rif, says that the minhag of keeping 1 day simply came from ignorance. They didn't know what they were doing. And he writes that which people say that the people of Eretz Yisrael in the olden days, you know, kept 1 day is not an argument, says the Ramban. He says, we suffered a galus, and people who remained in Eretz Yisrael were few. They weren't B'nai Torah. And during their wanderings around, they confused Rosh Hashanah with other Yom Tovim, and they said, Sukkot is 1 day, and Pesach is 1 day, and Shavuos is 1 day, so Rosh Hashanah must be 1 day. And he goes on to explain as follows. He says, the Beis Havad, this place where the Sanhedrin met, always used to meet in Yerushalayim. However, during the Chorban HaBayis, during the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they were scattered all over Eretz Yisrael, sometimes in one city, and the next month in another city. And therefore, we treat all of Eretz Yisrael with the same status. Because at certain times, everyone lived close to the Beis Havad. You know, if you lived in Hebron, 1 month, the Beis Havad might have been you. Might have been near you. And if you lived in Tveria, the Beis Havad for establishing the new moon might have been by you. Because all of the gullus of moving around in Eretz Yisrael, depending on how it was during Chorban HaBayis. When they established the Luach, when they established the calendar as we have it, they treated all of Israel as only 1 day for Rosh Hashanah, because at one time, every city was next to the Beis Havad. That's the argument. That's the lumdus, says the Ramban, of why they wanted to say, perhaps you can keep one day. Why? Because at some point in my career, the Beis Havad was in my city during the Chorban HaBayis, during the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It traveled around, it made it around to different cities, and at some point the Beis Havad, the Sanhedrin, was there, and they established the new moon near my city. And therefore, all of Eretz Yisrael took upon the custom as if the Sanhedrin was next to them at all times, and therefore that is the lumdus, that's the logic behind keeping one day. The Ramban then goes on to explain the argument of the Rif, who says to keep 2 days. And he says that instead of viewing each part of Eretz Yisrael as being connected to the Beis Avad, being connected to the Sanhedrin, they looked at each part as being distant from the Beis Avad. Because the Beis Avad, the Sanhedrin, moved around in every city at some point, had to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, you're right, perhaps 1 week it was in Hebron, 1 month it was in Tiveri, and 1 month it was in Netanya, and another month it was in Ramat Beit Shemesh. But do you know what? All the other months, it wasn't there. And all the other months, they kept 2 days because it wasn't near them. Kind of more of focusing on the negative than more of the positive. And for that reason, says the Ramban, that is the lumdus, that is the logic behind the Rif and his reasoning of two. Because most places in Eretz Yisrael did not have the Beis Avad next to them, and therefore they would keep 2 days when establishing the new month based on seeing the moon in the days around the Chorban HaBayis. The Rush, as well in Beitza, cites an opinion, not his own, based on the fact that the people of the Beis Havad, where Rosh Chodesh was established, never kept this 2-day Rosh Hashanah. And he says, B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, a student of the Rif, that the Talmud of the Rif, Rabbeinu Ephraim, disagreed with his Rebbe, and he wrote that this idea of keeping 2 days applied when they were Mekadosh HaChodesh Al Pi Ra'iyah, when they established the new month based on looking at the moon. But now we rely on Sod HaIbur, we rely on calculations, and all those in Eretz Yisrael essentially revert to becoming like the Beis Havad. It's like the Beis Havad always lives with you. Having a calendar is like the Sanhedrin is in your house. And therefore there's no suffix regarding the holiness of the day, and they would keep 1 day. So the Rush gives a different twist. The reason, says the Rush, that we would argue to keep 1 day, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, is because it's as if the Sanhedrin lives on your phone, lives in your calendar, lives on your computer, because we have a calendar. And if you have a calendar, it's like the Sanhedrin is with you the whole time. The Rashba in Beitza says, and he clarifies, that the whole of Eretz Yisrael is like the Beis Avad, for the Edom could be received in the whole Eretz Yisrael, since that's where the Beis Din was, and that's where the Edom went. And therefore, he says, the reason why I would say 1 day is because all of Eretz Yisrael is like one big Beis Havad, one big place where the Sanhedrin would gather. How do we paskin the halacha? So as we know from the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to the Parish Mishnayos, he follows the Rif except in maybe 10 places, so we can assume here as well the Rambam is going to follow the Rif, and he writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam as well in most places. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafresh Aleph and Siv Beis, Af be'eretz Yisrael, Osin Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yamim. Even in the land of Israel, we keep Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. The first to mention the minhag, the Eretz Yisrael changed and became like the rest of the world, is the Baal Ma'or. The Baal Ma'or writes in Beitza, Kenahagu la'asos be'eretz Yisrael, Kol hadoros shayu lefaneinu. He says, before now, the minhag was adata. They would observe 1 day. Chadashim mikarov ba'u, but now newcomers have arrived. L'sham mechachme provancia, from the rabbis of Provence. Then higam la'asos shnei yam tom Rosh Hashanah, and they have adopted the custom of keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah al pi halilchos harif zal, based on the Rif. So the Baal Ma'or tells us there was really a change in minhagim. Perhaps into the days of the Gaonim, there was the minhag was to keep 1 day, and at a certain point, it was established by Talmidim of the Rif to come and keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. And in one generation, the people of Eretz Yisrael had abandoned a minhag to observe for almost 800 years since the permanent calendar was established. And the Baal Ma'or says that these newcomers came from the Chachamim of Provence, and they essentially made them adopt a new minhag. Now, who were these people? It's not entirely clear. Some associate them with the wave of immigration that arrived from France in the 13th century, but it seems to be a little bit impossible because the Baal HaMaor died somewhere after 1186, and it can't be that it's referring to that wave. Rav Yosef ibn Varga writes in his edition to the Sefer Sheva Yehuda that in 1211, Hashem inspired the Chachamim of France and England to go to Yerushalayim, about 300 Rabbanim. One of the most famous was Rav Yechiel of Paris, who reportedly arrived in Eretz Yisrael in about 1258 with his son and a large number of Talmidim. But all of this happened in the 13th century, leaving us a little bit in the dark about the identity of the group of 12th century Chachamim of Provence, who were so influential to alter a seemingly a centuries-old minhag, yet who moved to Eretz Yisrael, is recorded by no one except the Baal HaMaor. So it is a bit of a mystery who these people were exactly and how they had the strength to change this seemingly somewhat established minhag. Now, I just want to note a fascinating discussion that relates to Rosh Hashanah, specifically the Davening Rosh Hashanah, and that is the identity of Rav Eliezer HaKalir, the famous Paitan, the poet whose piyutim we use all over the Yom Noraim. There is a discussion about who Rav Eliezer HaKalir was and when he lived. According to Tosfos in Chagiga and Daf Yud Gimel, he is the Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the son of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, about which it says in the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra and Parshas Amor that he was a Paitan and a Darshan. So we know that he was a Darshan. He learned, he involved himself in Pesukim, and he wrote poetry. And Tosfos says, Uviyamav Mikad Shemal Piyariya, I will prove to you that he lived at that time, and because in his days, we know that in the time that Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir was alive, they established the new moon based on sight, Shema Olam Lo Yasad Rak Krovetz Miyom Echad, because we only have piyutim of Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir for the first day of Yontif. And therefore, says Tosfos, it is a proof that he lived in Eretz Yisrael, or he would have written piyutim for the second day. That is Tosfos' proof. However, there are achronim, including the Zichron Yosef, the Beis Ephraim, who feel that Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir is from the Gaonim. And if that's the case, we see that in the days of the Gaonim, when they were already using the calendar, there was a minhag to keep one day Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, there's no proof to Tosfos that Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir was a Tana. Why? Because maybe he lived in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Gaonim, and maybe they kept one day. And that's why he only wrote piyutim for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That is the approach over here to understand the one day versus 2 days as well. Now, in Machshava, there's a lot of discussion. Rav Kook speaks about Rosh Hashanah being a hidden day beyond our comprehension, and therefore we need 2 days in order to gather as much light as we can, similar to Chutz La'aretz, needing 2 days in order to gather the light of their Yom Tov. And Tzadik HaKohen writes about this in the Pri Tzadik. The Zohar talks about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a special form of Hamtakas Hadin, the sweetening of the judgment, and all different types of ideas about why it's important to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Since we're here and we're discussing, Rosh Hashanah, so let's discuss the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, just because it's a similar conversation, and it's kind of engages in the same issue as well. So since we discussed and kind of established the reasons behind 2 days for Rosh Hashanah, let's talk about why we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh as well. When there is no Beis Din to pronounce Rosh Chodesh, we have a calendar with the dates of Rosh Chodesh that are predetermined. Now, certain months have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and others have only one. Now, whenever a month has 2 days that are observed as Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the last day of the previous month, and the second day is the first day of the new month. That is what we generally say. Why is it like that? So there's a machlokes in the Tashbetz and the Tosfos Arid. The Tashbetz writes in Chelek Aleph and Siman Kuf Nun Gimel that the reason why Rosh Chodesh is sometimes 2 days, even though today we know the exact time when things should be, is because our forefathers were unsure, and thus they kept 2 days. We follow their minhag, even though we know for sure. And the Jews in ancient times used to refrain from work and prepare sudas mitzvahs for Rosh Chodesh, and they would begin doing so already on the 30th day of the month, in the event that the witnesses would arrive and Beis Din would declare that the day of that day is the first day of the month. And if no one came to testify, they treated the next day as Rosh Chodesh as well. Therefore, whenever a month was full, it was Malay, they kept 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, similar to Rosh Hashanah. That is the argument of the Tashbates. The Birkei Yosef in Arachayim in Siman Tavcha of Zion quotes a manuscript of the Tosas Rid, who is asked why we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. And he explains that it was not because we are unsure of the correct day. Come on, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. But rather because a lunar month consists exactly of 29.5 days. Therefore, the 30th day should be divided in half, split evenly between the previous month and the new month. But since we cannot split a day in half, the calendar was arranged that several months will be full 30 days, and the other will be shorter 29 days. Thus, therefore, every 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh. However, since Chazal instituted that the 30th day should belong to the previous month, both the 30th and the 31st days are considered Rosh Chodesh. And we also treat the day in which the moon reappears as Rosh Chodesh. And this is why we keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. This is alluded to in the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. And he talks about this in Paraches in Halacha Dalet. Now, Rav Zevin in his Sefer L'Or Halacha says that according to Rashi and the Shulte Gibarim and Rosh Hashanah, Jews used to keep 1 day of Rosh Chodesh on a full month, while the Or Zarua writes and the Maharsha maintain that they always kept 2 days. These poskim disagree about how to interpret the pasuk in Shmuel. It says in Shmuel, Aleph, Vayhimi Macharasa Chodesh Hasheni. Seemingly, by the famous banquet of Shaul, where he wanted to kill David, they observed 2 days. So what's going on over there? The pasuk seems to be clear there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So the Tashbates and the Tosas Rid say that it's a reference to the second day of Rosh Chodesh. But Rashi and the Radak say it's a reference to the day after Rosh Chodesh, a regular day. The Mishnah Berurah in Tavchav Beis has a nafkamina between the two reasons, and he seems to follow the Tashbates, even though the logic is not as satisfying as the Tosas Rid. There's a lot of discussion, since we're here, we might as well flesh out the whole piece over here, regarding someone who's born or passes away on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day of the month. How do we deal with a yahrzeit on future months on that day where there's only 29 days? This only happens in 3 months. Cheshvan, Kislev, and Adar, sometimes is Malay, sometimes is Chasar, where it alternates. So what do you do if a person has a yahrzeit that could alternate on the day? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yeridaya, in Chela Gimel, in Siman Kuf Nun Tes, and he discusses a day where a child observes a yahrzeit if the parent died on the 30th day of Cheshvan or Kislev, but in the future years, those months are not going to have 30 days. So he says the child should observe on the first day of the next month. Okay? And Rav Moshe argues that this day, meaning the 29th day of the month, should not be observed as a yahrzeit since the parent was still alive on that day. On the other hand, the parent was no longer alive on the first day of the next month. The Magen Avraham in Tavkuf Samaches says that of the first year of the parent's death, the month also has 30 days. It's established that the yahrzeit should be on Rosh Chodesh. However, if there's only 29 days in that month, the yahrzeit will be observed on the 29th day going forward as well. And the Taz has a discussion back and forth regarding which day is actually Rosh Chodesh and which day do we observe the 29th or the 30th. So that is the general overview. We will end here. Hopefully a better perspective about why our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days for Rosh Hashanah, and why we sometimes keep 1 day, and why we sometimes keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.